This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
My friends, this is Scott Henin, along with Todd the Radio God Mitchell, and it's a Monday, brand new week of shows ahead. Busy week for us. A lot going on. Excited to tell you all about it, including on today's program. So, 800-228-0550 is the telephone number. I'd like to get right to calls right now, Todd. You know, because sometimes I get a little windy at the beginning of the program, sort of talking about what's ahead on the show, and maybe my little monologue on what's on my mind or whatever. I want to just go right to what's on the caller's mind today. Are you up for that? Just right to it. We have to rely on them now, because sometimes we have to pump them up a little bit to then, you know, call in. So they're going to have to get self-motivated. Ask us anything, ladies and gentlemen. Ask us anything. Todd, myself, anything. Could be about the show, could not be about the show, could be about something in the news, something you think we should be talking about, something we're completely missing, something you want more information on. I heard this person on, I want to hear more about that, get them back on. Who was that? I don't, you know, because we all get a lot of feedback after the show, so this is just a chance for you to ask us anything. So as you lean into the radio today for the start of What's On Your Mind, hoping to hear something, this is the perfect opportunity to say, okay, I want to know a blank. Ask us anything. Except my shoe size. I'd rather that not get out. Todd, I don't know about if you have any caveats.
What's the big deal about that?
I don't know. Just a couple of skis. I don't want to talk about it. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. You can text Todd to ask him anything, 701-226-8503, for me, at 701-367-2054.
What do you think about Ann Coulter talking bad about the president?
I think Ann's trying to sell books.
There you go.
Okay. David, and we'll do short answers, right, Todd? We'll go really short answers. David in Minot.
Yes, sir.
Ask us anything, David.
Okay. I don't quite get why the border is not reported on the way it should be.
When you say reported, you mean like in the coverage of
nobody quite gets to the end game. The president included. He needs to explain to the people, the Democrats want open borders because in the end, it votes for them. He talks way too much about security. It is about security. I do agree with that. But he's got to say in what the Democrats are doing, it's all about votes for them. They don't care about security. They want votes.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Democrats, 90% of them vote Democrat. They see numbers in the future of their party. And it doesn't quite get reported on the right way.
If you're talking about this, well, first of all, I'm going to assume this is a question for us. Why doesn't it get reported correctly, okay?
Right.
And my answer would be, what does get reported correctly in this country?
But
okay.
What Donald Trump is very good at is doing things that past presidents haven't done because he's not controlling the media. He needs to take it one step farther and let the people know this is why Democrats want these people here. Votes.
Very good point.
About them and put your arm around them. And, hey, we're a country of open borders. No, they want votes.
Good point, David. They do. And that's why they're for open borders, clearly. Their policies prove that. And they've been enabled by Republicans, and the swamp is bad at it. You're absolutely right. Good point. Ask us anything. 701-258-0550. Craig, you're in Tappan?
Yes.
Go ahead, Craig.
Okay, the other day Todd had a legislator on that was talking about the House bill or the Senate bill 12% tax reduction, And he said that it didn't work because he said, actually, in some cases, taxes went up. But the problem with the way it is, I'm a township chairman out here, and I can tell you what actually happened. We reduced our taxes, and that meant we got nothing. We levied nothing, and it was a matching thing. So we tried to reduce taxes, and what we got, instead of the state making it up for us, we got nothing.
Well, wait a minute. What are they supposed to, you know, the dollars were to lower property taxes. So you would need to lower taxes to be able to do that, right? So what are you saying? Was there something in the deal that you lowered taxes plus the township got money for infrastructure needs or something?
No, the township got nothing. It was supposed to be, well, we thought it was going to be that if we reduced our taxes, the state would make that up. And what happened, the way the bill was worded, is because we levied zero taxes, it was a matching thing. The way it turned out, it was a matching. So zero times zero is zero. We got nothing.
You didn't get the match then.
No. So that tax reduction.
But the only thing I was questioning is that if you're saying you got nothing, the residents got something because their taxes were lower, right?
Right. But as a township, in order to maintain infrastructure, we got nothing.
I see.
We got zero tax dollars for the year that we levied zero taxes. We got zero money.
And you're supposed to, right? You were supposed to.
No, we were supposed to get, the state was supposed to make up what we, that was what that bill was supposed to do, was make up for what we didn't get in tax revenue.
Interesting. Yeah, and it sounds to me like you're of the opinion you did the right thing, and got punished for it, basically.
Yes.
And
yes.
I don't remember the match deal and how that worked, but I'll make a note of that, and we'll ask next time we talk to one of the leaders a little bit about that, because I think that's definitely needs to be part of the discussion related to the checks that are going to go out for the SIF fund.
I didn't catch who it was that was on. I just got the tail end of it. But I heard him say this, that, well, you know, we tried with the Senate bill, whatever it was, to the 12% to lower your taxes, but the townships didn't do it. But that's not right.
Yeah,
that's
Craig,
what I'm saying.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you, Craig. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate that. Well, I think that was Craig Hedlund, a chair of the Finance and Tax Committee, when we were talking about Senate Bill 2316 and maybe a little bit on the income tax change, too. Julian Minokin, you're next. Ask us anything.
Hi, I'm calling today to talk about House Bill 1167. It was voted down by one vote last Friday. I guess I'm calling because it's very frustrating to me as a non-participant that the wind industry has such power up at the Capitol. They said that this bill is all about local control. However, when any changes are proposed on a local level, there are wind developers there to oppose it right away.
Well, wind developers and also landowners that support the project, right? So you're going to have people that are in favor of the project and people that are not. And I don't know that the wind energy, the industry has a ton of power. I think, as far as if I were to rank the clout, if you will, among, energy industries in North Dakota, I don't think they'd be at the top. They are getting more and more, momentum behind them because of the utilities are generally in favor of them. And, of course, then the landowner rights folks are in favor. So that coalition is helping them a little bit more this session. But what did you want from House Bill 1167? What was your biggest your biggest item you were looking forward to out of that, Julie?
Well, 1167 was a 3 times the tower height setback from the property line, which is the same setback that is now given to a residence. And I feel that all property, not just residences, should be given that same zone of safety.
Right. All
non-participating land could be a future home site. And if there's a turbine built too close, then in the future that couldn't be used as a home.
So the no votes in that case were basically, hey, let the counties decide that. They get to decide, whether there's a project or not. Let the local folks decide, I think was their argument, right? And you're
So that was the argument. However, just recently in Emmons County, it was discussed to increase setbacks, change a few things in their zoning ordinance. And at that meeting, immediately, you know, the second that setbacks are brought up, there were two wind developers there to oppose it. So they say keep it local, but yet these wind developers have so much power on a local level, you know, they talk to the officials and they seem to be able to influence them.
All right, Julie, thank you very much. Appreciate your call. Others, welcome at 800-228-0550. Ask us anything. Paul and Catherine, you're next.
Yeah, Scott, I was just curious if you've had any discussions with the congressmen or senators regarding House Resolution 24. It's the Federal Reserve Transparency Act of 2019. It was introduced by Thomas Massey of Kentucky. And then House Resolution 25 is the Fair Tax Act, looking at doing away with the Internal Revenue Service and replacing it with a fair tax.
Interesting. Answer is no, not recently anyway. I know it comes up once in a while since Ron Paul's been pushing that. Not Ron Paul, but his son Rand, but we will next time.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. We are often asked what the difference is between the North Dakota Soybean Council and the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association. The council and the association are two different organizations with one focus, to ensure the success of North Dakota soybean farmers. Both groups serve this purpose in different ways. The Soybean Council collects and invests soybean checkoff dollars in such areas as production research, producer education, and programs designed to increase demand and expand markets for soybeans and soy products. The Soybean Growers Association is a statewide, member-driven organization that focuses on state and national policy issues, which by law the checkoff cannot do. They conduct legislative activities in Bismarck and Washington to improve the profitability of their members and the entire soybean industry. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hey, it's Matt, the pizza guy again for Pizza Corner Pizza. I always love the reasons customers come up with to enjoy a Pizza Corner Pizza.
It's Friday night tradition at our house, Pizza Corner Pizza, and a movie.
Hey, at our place, it's all about the man cave. Getting the guys together, making sure the game is on, and Pizza Corner Pizza.
Mm. Whether it's chicken bacon ranch or sausage and pepperoni, Pizza Corner Pizzas don't need a reason. You can just have one. Follow us on Facebook or check us out at PizzaCornerPizza.com. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn and Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing. And they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepin.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn and Suites.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stranger than your sympathy, and this is my apology for killing myself from the inside out. And all my fears have pushed you out, and I wished for things that I don't need.
Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Oil and natural gas from North Dakota strengthens all of America. And through our abundance of talents, innovations, and technologies, energy responsibly produced here at home translates to worldwide economic stability. What we're doing here is that important. With producers and our communities working together, we're securing a sustainable future that generation after generation can build on. It's all happening right now with the Energy of North Dakota. Learn more at energyofnorthdakota.com. Coming up on the program, bottom of the hour, we're going to check in Tioga, where today at Nesset Consulting Service, the Public Service Commission is holding a hearing on a project. It's called the Aurora Wind Project, so there's also a transmission line that goes with that, so we'll check in on that with our friends from North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. Senator John Hoeven, next hour, on everything from the post office to the farm bill and trade deals, and also a little more on Senator Kevin Cramer's letter to the Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen about the incompetence of the Corps in building the wall and border security. So look forward to hearing his take on all that. And then the Benham brothers are going to be with us today. Have you heard of the Benham brothers, David and Jason? They're fantastic. They're quite a story. They're on a speaking circuit. They speak everywhere. They've been to North Dakota at least two times, maybe three. Seen them at different events. They're really, really good. They have a new book out called Bold and Broken, Becoming the Bridge Between Heaven and Earth. One of our listeners said, hey, how about having them on? We said, okay, that's what we do, because you can ask us anything, anything. Texter says, you guys are like the fruitcake lady. Ask you anything. Do you remember her? Todd, I do not remember the fruitcake lady, do you?
I do not.
Could you hand that off to the R&D department and see if they can dig up any news on the fruitcake lady?
Do we have one of those now? Okay.
I don't know. But if we do, if R&D can dig this up, what we could do, see, is that we could use the fruitcake lady to start the segment. Maybe be doing this in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Ask us anything. Here's a texter says, Scott, do you shovel in the middle of a storm or after the storm? I can't even believe this person asked the question. Both? You do both?
Well, it's either that or I got to do it all at one time.
So Todd does both. I do it at the end.
I mean, it depends. It depends on what's going on.
I don't want to do it twice.
I don't either, but I don't, you know, is 9 inches better than 18?
So you're saying it's when it's a real doozy, you got to go out there and take it on. See,
yeah.
You know, that's what snowblowers are for. And just bury the snowblower. Just bury this, you know, it's fine. Just go out there and work that thing like a dog, you know? A sled dog.
I only get to play with that thing so many months out of the year, so I got to take every opportunity I have.
I know, at 5:30 this morning, there I was, out there doing it.
I'm sure the neighbors appreciated that.
Texter says, is it true MDU is closing 3 coal-fired electric plants, or were they sold? We asked our friend Steve Van Dyke at the Lignite Energy Council to give us a quick answer there. Have all the facts for you right here. They are closing Lewis and Clark Station in Sydney, Montana in 2020. That's one unit. And Heskett Station in Mandan, 2 small units in 2021. So that's what you got. They put out a press release last week talking about they intend to retire 3 aging coal-fired electric generation units at 2 locations within the next 2 to 3 years, and construct a new simple cycle natural gas combustion turbine to cost effectively meet the needs of its customers. So, seems to make some sense. Now, I think it's sad we have to close plants because it's largely the result of the eco-terrorists who are trying to shut things down and not recognizing, look, the industry is going this way. But, you know, regulating existing plants and new plants in different ways means it's tougher with the regulations on the new plants to, you know, transition from the old one to the new one. So therefore, you keep the old one till you. It's just typical. It's just typical. You know, it really is. So now you know. Thank you, Steve Van Dyke, Lignite Energy Council, for the answer. Anything back from R&D on the fruitcake lady yet, Todd?
Not so far.
They're kind of slow over there. This caller is 100% right about Democratic votes and the border. Remember when I brought it up to Senator Cramer? He didn't think that was a good argument. That still blows my mind. I think the reason he doesn't see it as a good argument, I don't know, is that it becomes so overtly partisan right away that people sort of tune it out. You know what I mean? Another texter. Here's what I'd like to say. But I'm with you. That's the reason they don't want to do it. They want voters. Many of them want open borders. We should say that's their view of America, and here's what it would look like if they got their way. And here's our view of America, and here's what we're trying to do. Texter says, here's what I'd like to say. Everyone in the U.S. turns 18. They have to go in and sign up for the selective draft, prove their citizenship, and pick a credit bureau that handles the reports with a number that coordinates with that credit bureau when you go get a loan. And that's the only way you can get a loan or do anything in the country. Without that proof, the only way you get a job and buy a gun, can you vote and get a loan at the bank? That's the only way. Vote and loan, vote and loan. Question of the day, is Robert Kraft a self-made idiot? Is ignorance of the law a legitimate and humane reason to give Robert Kraft a pass on this matter? Yeah, that's a sad story. That's a really sad story. I don't think Robert Kraft invented. He obviously didn't invent the story, but it's just sad. Whenever you're, it's just sad. Sad, sad, sad. And there is an element of brokenness involved in that, too, if you ask me. Speaking of our guest coming up at 10:30. Okay, R&D has a little something on the fruitcake lady. Do we have her saying anything about...
She was a featured person. She was actually Truman Capote's aunt, it says here. She was on Leno for a long time.
Oh, okay.
And people would ask the fruitcake lady questions.
Beautiful.
And she would answer them like this would be one of the questions.
Hi, I'm Paul Rusinski from Cleveland, Ohio. My question is, I've had three marriages that have failed. Would it be dishonest if I didn't tell my new girlfriend about my ex-wives?
Well, I tell you. If you tell a girl you've had three ex-wives, if she's the right kind of woman, she's going to give that some thought. She's going to think about that. Because let me tell you something. If you got three, you're going to have four.
She was great.
Oh, I love it. We're on to something here, Todd. But we're not late.
That would be a great regular feature, you know, if Ernestina were still around these parts, but she's moved away. But
yeah, oh my
gosh, would be perfect.
I still haven't gotten her lipstick off from the last time I saw her in Wishick, I'll tell you that. Right now. Texter says, I'd like to see the RNC take some of their party's funds and do commercials on all media levels explaining the attempted coup d'etat. Coup de gras, by the left.
I know.
Yeah, I got what you mean, though. I hear you. More after this. Don't go away. Move them out. That's what Vince Webker's saying about the largest hot tub inventory in the USA, over 2018 models right now. Great savings for you. And you know what? A lot of really neat features on those. Most importantly, the Ace saltwater system, which I translate to say ease of use, ease of care. Everything's better with Ace, right?
It is. It's not totally maintenance free, but it makes the water better. We talk about better water, makes it feel better. It is better. And because of that, you're going to use it more. And we have a whole lot of 2018 we want to move aside to make room for 2019. And come on in. We'll wheel and deal a bit this time of year. So we should have zero excuses for you not to make every day made better with a hot tub by the time you leave.
Great financing too, right?
That's right. Right now, 60 months, no interest with payments, or 12 months, no interest, no payments, which a lot of customers like after the holidays.
Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, Devil's Lake 2, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is set to travel Monday afternoon to Vietnam, where he will meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un on Wednesday and Thursday. The president says he doesn't want to rush North Korea on the denuclearization issue and that he's happy as long as the North doesn't test any more nukes. The president's son, Donald Trump Jr., on Fox News, talking about the meetings.
Listen, I think he's going to do what he does best. I mean, he's going to negotiate for the American people. I mean, you know, he's made incredible strides and progress in terms of just eliminating some of this nuclear proliferation, the testing that's been going on.
The House will likely vote on a resolution to block President Trump's national emergency declaration at the southern border. Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger of Illinois just got back from his National Guard duty on the border, and he says,
"We saw a lot of drugs. We saw a lot of human trafficking. I've seen it. By the way, I've done three prior border deployments, all under President Obama."
USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
High Plains Apache is your Apache dealer. And by the way, they are there for you 24-7. You buy an Apache sprayer, and the support is there round the clock, which is so crucial. Every minute counts, right? 24-hour part shipping, and, of course, the industry's best warranty. 2-year bumper-to-bumper, 5-year drivetrain coverage. So reliable, dependable. Spraying when you want to spray. Forget custom applications and breakdown issues. Apache sprayers are built to last and at a price you can afford. Call them, 663-2375. Make this season better. 663-2375. Some great new model years for 2019, AS-1040 and the AS-1242. Find out about that. You can stop and see them in Mandan, Frontier south of Fargo, online at highplainsapache.com, highplainsapache.com. All right, another question. We're waiting to get our next guest in just a minute here, but we have another question. This one was for Todd. They texted it to me, but they wanted me to ask Todd. And Todd, the question they're asking of you, is it okay to taste the grapes at the grocery store?
No.
Okay, that's kind of a short answer. How would the fruitcake lady answer that?
Well, you know damn good and well what a grape tastes like. Now, why would you want to go in the store and taste them? You know, you just want a free, that's all there is to it. Either you buy them or you don't buy them. You don't go in there and eat them.
I am...
You know, if I say it like that, it sounds mean. If she says it like that, it sounds so cute. It really does.
Doesn't it, though? And plus, you're just a man of few words. No. You answered the same thing they did.
Right.
Same way they did. But
yes or no question. I mean,
exactly. We're going to bring this back. This was too much fun. And I didn't even know about the fruitcake lady, so I'm really glad about that. Thank you to our listener for telling us that. Texter says, if you shovel snow during a storm, the wind can blow the snow away, so you don't have to shovel as hard or carry it as far if you use the wind to your advantage.
See?
Smart dude right there. Smart person. Love it. Thank you very much. Texter says, the border issue is more than just importing voters. It's also about importing victims for human trafficking. A sex trafficking. Lobbyists and politicians are into some really sick stuff, and it seems like the mainstream media is afraid to mention it. Gosh. Terrible. And that's another tragedy of the Robert Kraft case. This is all related to human trafficking.
Well, and there's supposedly some other even bigger name than him involved in that case.
Well, they've only announced 125, I'm sorry, 25 out of, I think, 150 that are have been pointed on, have been identified in this particular case. So we'll find out more. Texter says, what's your thoughts on Scott Pelley apologizing for media, saying Mr. Trump instead of President Trump? It was on 60 Minutes. Didn't see it, but, you know, they need to do a lot more than that, in my mind.
That wouldn't be a big surprise, would it?
And, you know, I mean, people said that to me once in a while. Said, why do you say Obama instead of President Obama? You know, I'm not meaning to be disrespectful. I'm trying to, you know, have a conversation and not be all formal. So I don't get bent out of shape when somebody doesn't say Trump. I mean, if they're specifically not saying it because they want to dishonor him, yeah. But, I mean, how do you know that? All right, we do have our guest.
Senator Cramer says to call him Kevin.
Kevin, all right, exactly. We do have our guest hooked up from Tioga and the beautiful Knesset Consulting Service, home today for a Public Service Commission hearing. It'll be held on the Aurora Wind Project. And we are pleased to be joined by our guest from the North Dakota Coalition for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, Bob Harms, Tammy Ibach. Welcome back. Happy Monday.
Good morning, Scott.
And we're glad to have a couple of guests to chat with today about this issue that we'll be addressing the Public Service Commission as well. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that. And we have Thad Barker here, Tradewind Energy Executive. Thad, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
And also Tim Sunhagen. Tim's a landowner in the this particular project and also has very important duties as a member of the Tioga City Commission, the Tioga City Commissioner. Tim, how are you doing?
Good morning, Scott. Doing good. A little cold, but we're here.
Yeah, I saw the 24 below, but you should know in rugby it's 38 below, so it could be worse. just wanted you guys to know. Thad, first of all, just tell me a little bit about the big picture here. Why Tioga? Why this particular area? What these projects and developments look like right now in the process to develop? And just walk me through a little bit about the history of this project.
Yeah, sure. So Tradewind, following construction on the Wendell Wind project, we noticed that there was some additional requests for power and need for wind energy from the utilities in North Dakota. And we noticed that market demand. So with our success at Wendell and some landowner support in the area, we began, you know, a leasing campaign and putting up met towers to determine the viability of the project here. And as we, analyzed that site and then with some support from our siting team back in Kansas City, we realized that, you know, this would be a good location for a wind project.
So you start the conversation even before there's a formal permit or anything with landowners? Did I hear you right?
Yeah, we need to engage the landowners prior to any sort of permitting to make sure that, you know, this is something that they want. And there's requirements through the county and through the state that you have leases in place and environmental studies in place before you can, you know, go to the county or the state and get a permit in place.
And just rough numbers, what would you say when you do a project like this, you get in the way of, you know, feedback from the landowner? Is it, 60-40 positive to negative, 60-40 negative to positive? What's your overall take on a general view of landowners towards wind development in these projects?
You know, I think that really depends on, you know, what part of the nation you're in. But here at Aurora, I think it's been very positive. I'd say it's probably 80 to 20 or 90 to 10, somewhere in that ballpark.
And Tim, let me ask you a little bit about that because you're one of the landowners they talk to. Is that your read, too, with your neighbors, that this is overwhelmingly positive?
Yeah, I believe so. You know, the Lindahl project was a landowner-initiated project. The landowners took it and they found trade winds, and trade winds picked up the project. And now that the Lindahl project's been built and operating, and they wanted to develop the next project, it was very easy to know and to see kind of what was going to be happening. So a lot of those landowners traveled over to Lindahl and took a look at they could see what it would look like, you know, let's face it, you know, we're full of oil and gas up here, and wind is another project that it can all fit together, and it is what it is. It works out very well.
We're talking with some folks that are participating in a hearing today for the Aurora Wind Project up in Tioga. The Public Service Commission holding a hearing today. There, by the way, is a hearing not only on the Aurora Wind Project, but also the associated transmission line that goes with it. And welcome your calls, questions, comments for any of our guests here. And also text 701-367-2054 for me, or 701-226-8503 as well. So, Pat, I want to go back to you for a moment. We had a question earlier on setbacks. And, you know, some folks see, you know, legislation out there related to setbacks as an end around to stop wind development. Others see it as a sort of a, okay, if you're going to do that from a structure, why not do that from my property? Because there could be a structure there in the future on that. I know the proposed legislation has failed so far in the state legislature, but how are you dealing with setbacks? What do you, you know, the legislature, I guess, is majority by a slim margin, said this is up to the locals. They ought to decide these things. How will the Aurora Wind Farm work in that regard?
Yeah, so, you know, when we're siting facilities for the project, we have to abide by the setbacks that the counties established. And then along with that, Tradewind has their own, you know, internal setbacks, you know, whether that's a distance from a house or a roadway. So we try to keep it to the greater of either one. And along with the county setbacks, there's, you know, guidelines from the state to, you know, on a, you know, the best possible way to site your turbine. So kind of between the combination of the trade wind setbacks, the county setbacks, and, you know, the guidelines through the state and, you know, agencies, we try to combine all of those to one so that we're siting these facilities in, you know, responsible locations that have the most minimally, or, you know, the smallest impact on the community.
And Tim, you mentioned earlier, look, we're full of oil and gas up here. We've got a lot of development. What's another energy resource? A lot of people will cite the difference being obviously the, you know, the size of the tower. And that I've argued that that should be up to you as a landowner and others. But do you hear, I mean, any neighbors saying, I don't want to look at your wind tower? What do you hear in that regard?
Not on the Aurora project. I don't hear that on the Aurora project. I know a couple guys that didn't want any turbines on their property in the Aurora project, and obviously Tradewinds is, you know, that's totally up to you as a landowner and property rights, but most of the guys that I know that were a couple of guys that were opposed to the Aurora project, they weren't opposed to their neighbors having it. They just didn't want it on their property, which is, that's property rights. That's completely up to them. And if there is somebody that's opposed to the project and doesn't want to be involved, Tradewinds went the extra mile of being way away from their property.
Interesting.
Well past what they were supposed to by law.
Take a short break. We'll come back with more with our guests from Tioga today. They're at NASA Consulting Service, Tioga, North Dakota, home of KTGO, and, I might add, the birthplace of this wonderful oil industry in North Dakota. That's where it all started, folks, the Bakken Well. More after this. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
At the University of Mary, our advanced nursing degrees have a national reputation for excellence. Our graduates have a 100% pass rate on national certification exams and employment. Our Doctor of Nursing Practice degree options in organizational leadership and family nurse practitioner will prepare you to become a leader in the healthcare arena. Our flexible online and hybrid options allow working adults to advance their careers. Find out more at umary.edu/DNP.
Ethanol is part of North Dakota agriculture. Just imagine a North Dakota without ethanol. We asked North Dakota farmers what that would mean, including Tyson Rosenau, who had a message for all of us.
Renewable energy and burning North Dakota corn in the tank really helps us out, and it's good for everybody.
Tyson, what kind of impacts would come from a North Dakota with no ethanol?
It would drastically change the way we farm, that's for sure. Marketing our corn demand would be greatly reduced to the point where we wouldn't be farming it anymore. So ethanol has been outstanding a way for us to get rid of corn as far as basis levels, just being able to find a home for all this corn that we grow. And sometimes people say we're too good of farmers in the United States of America, and we just got to find a home for all the bushels we raise.
How about one more message before we let you go for everyone listening?
Put E15 in the tank when you can find it. Help out as corn farmers.
Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? 11 before the top of the hour, and brought to you today by MyPillow, of course. We have a new deal, great deal on the Giza sheets. These are the MyPillow Dream Sheets, and they are the real deal. We have them at home and love them. Just like sliding into, I don't know what, little, you know, I want to say satin, but it's not really satin, because sometimes satin is a little too, I don't know, you know. Feels a little odd. These don't feel odd. They wrap you in total warmth, and you're going to love them. And by the way, they are 30% off plus free shipping right now. If you use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800 1-800-506-9028. And, of course, like everything with MyPillow, 60-day money-back guarantee. So try them. You don't like them, you know, you're fine. That's the bumper song thereby was from the Breakfast Club. And it was one of the suggestions we had on Friday on the program when we were asking you for your bumpers. And we have a MyPillow winner to announce before the end of the show because we had some great suggestions. So, you know, last chance, if you want in on that drawing, you tell us your suggested bumper music and win a free MyPillow. We are right now going to go back up to Tioga where the sheets do not have bamboo in them. Somebody asked me we're doing Ask Me Anything today, and the sheets do not have bamboo in them, just to answer that listener's question. Sorry. That would kind of, you know, poke you and not be good. Okay, so anyway, back to Tioga. NASA Consulting Service hosting today a Public Service Commission hearing on the Aurora Wind Project, and we're talking with folks from the Comprehensive Energy Solution Group, North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, which, of course, includes all of the above, like wind. Thad Barker from Tradewind and Tim Sunhagen, who's a landowner in our project and also Tioga City Commissioner. I want to talk a little bit about economic impact, guys. Thad, do you have some numbers on, the dollars you're paying these landowners and what that does in the economy, plus obviously the construction and what your folks are doing? What is the economic impact on North Dakota from these projects?
Yeah, so this wind project will represent a $400 million total capital investment in the community here. Along with that, there's lease payments that'll go to the landowners who've signed up with the project. That's estimated to come in somewhere around $1.5 million a year. And then from the property tax side of things, we're looking at $1.4 million annually to the community.
Wow, and that's this project. So is that a general rule? I mean, is that a pretty good, can that repeat? I assume depends on the total amount you have in lease payments going out, and the size of the individual farm. But, I mean, with the multiplication of that, you're talking some significant dollars that come back.
Yep, that's correct. You know, it all kind of depends on the number of acres that you have signed up, the number of towers that get built, all of that. But yeah, it can vary, you know, depending on the size of the project, and how many tower locations.
Sure. Yeah, Tioga. But the bottom line is Tioga will benefit significantly just from that project right there. Tim, how about you from the standpoint of you're part of that other project, the Lindahl project. We talked about this one's the Aurora project. I mean, these checks make a difference in your operation and how you choose to invest your dollars?
Oh, absolutely. And we can't forget that the Aurora project encompasses not only it touches the Tioga area, but it's kind of centrally between Ray and Wildrose. So the Ray and the Wildrose areas, it's going to have a huge impact on those areas. And let's face it, we always talk about bringing economic development into towns and driving town, but a project like this built out in the country has a direct impact on the towns of Wildrose, Ray, and Tioga, because those people go into town and they buy groceries, they buy gas, they buy food. So you're supporting landowners that are going back into these communities and driving the economics of the towns.
Very interesting. I've not been to a lot of these hearings. I know a few of these have been well attended. Mr. Harms, give us a little play-by-play of the hearing room right now.
Well, the NEFSIT Consulting has a great facility that they make available for these kinds of events. I would say there's about 40 people in attendance. So we've got landowners that are young folks like Tim Sunhagen and folks that are twice his age. In the room, all in support of the project. We'll have to see how the hearing goes. I expect it will last most of the day. The company will go through the accommodations made to landowners, the process that they went through in terms of environmental impacts, mitigation steps they've taken, things of that sort. And then they'll have landowners both in support, and if anybody is opposed to it, the commission will hear from them as well. So I'm expecting we'll be here pretty much the entire day.
I understand you also caught up with a couple of legislators, and there were positive comments about this project and wind development in general at their hearing this weekend. Is that right? Or their forum?
Yeah, well, the District 2, this project is in District 2, which is basically rural Williams divide in Burke County. And so the legislators had a legislative, several legislative forums on Saturday, but one in Tioga, on the eve of the PSC hearing. And, there was some wondering what the comments from the public would be, but nothing but positive comments from the public at that legislative forum. So, and I know at least two of them are here. One has submitted a letter in support of the project. The other, I think, is interested in just hearing how the conversation goes.
Tad Barker from Tradewind, Tim Sunhagen, Tioga City Commissioner and Landowner, Bob Harms from North Dakota for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. Thank you all for the time today. Appreciate you hearing about the project.
Hi, this is Scott Hannon. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid proper. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City, Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com.
The MBI rig team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in Western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, advanced opportunities, and more. If you're an experienced forehand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.